Welcome to the Tuesday, March 13th, 2012 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I am today recording from Stockholm, Germany. Of course, as a reminder, today it's Microsoft's Patch Tuesday, so be ready for the patch to be released, typically sometime around 1 p.m. Eastern. We expect, as mentioned before, a sort of moderate patch Tuesday with six bulletins, only one of which is expected to be critical. But let's take a look at our diaries today. We got a rather extensive guest diary by TJ O'Connor, one of our STI students. He's writing about an episode where a person who goes by the name of Jester claims to have breached the security of some of his adversaries. Now, a lot of this is questionable whether it actually happened. However, the reason TJ wrote it up and spent some time on researching is to see whether it's actually plausible. And yes, the overall chain of events is plausible, and it's possible that something like this happens. So in his words, at least it gives you kind of a nice way of how to pull off a more targeted attack like that. It all started out with a QR code. We have talked about these QR codes before, but in this case, pointing your phone onto the QR code and actually going to that particular URL would launch like your normal exploit kit that we found. Now, the first thing this exploit kit did was try to identify the user it attacked, and if the user was on a list of adversaries as identified by their Twitter handle, then it would launch additional payload. So why it is very possible that something like this did happen, it's really not clear whether this person actually managed to pull it off, and he certainly has a history of making claims like that. And well, one of the vulnerabilities that was supposedly involved in this attack was a WebKit vulnerability. And it just happens that today Apple released a number or a big patch for a number of vulnerabilities for Safari and WebKit on various operating systems, including Windows and OS X. It's in its usual fashion, the actual vulnerability details aren't live on the website yet, but they were in emails sent to customers. Five different cross-site scripting vulnerabilities that are not really all that crazy dangerous. Yes, a creative attacker could probably use them, but the scary part is really these 40 plus. I got a little bit lost in counting them all and whether or not they're different or not so different, remote code execution vulnerabilities. So definitely a patch that you need to install, not just if you're running OS X, in particular if you're running Safari on Windows. I don't think there is a large number of users that do intentionally install Safari on Windows, but we had a while ago this episode where Apple kind of pushed it to users that run iTunes, and WebKit as a toolkit, of course, is used in a number of different browsers and operating systems. And then we got a patch for OpenSSL. This time, actually, that patch does not affect SSL and TLS. It does affect the PKCS number 7 algorithm, which is particularly used for keys in SMIME. So if you're using OpenSSL for SMIME for encrypted and signed email messages, you probably would like to apply this particular patch. In order to exploit this particular vulnerability, an attacker would have to send 2 to the power of 20, or about 1 million messages. So it's not an all that terribly practical attack against an individual. It's really more something, as the announcement points out, that may be used against automatic systems. And in other news, Symantec in a blog post is reporting that they're seeing more Android malware being advertised via Twitter. Not a real big surprise here, you know, that we see a lot of malicious stuff being advertised via Twitter. So Android malware just fits that pattern. And earlier we talked a little bit about a targeted attack. Now, apparently there was an attempt to use Facebook by impersonating a senior NATO commander. These people, whoever they were, set up an account in his name and then tricked other NATO officials and military leaders into friending this particular person. Well, this is it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.